Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. All right, I want to talk about crisis management. And first I'm going to talk about you, and then I'm going to talk about some other people. Crisis management is something that you've heard me talk about over the years many times. Let me tell you what crisis management looks like. And like you don't know, right? Crisis management is when you can't deal with one problem effectively because another one's popping up. It's a little bit worse. And then you flip around, you turn to that problem because that one's going to take you down more than the other one's going to take you down. And then here comes another one. And all that's happening within about an 8-minute period. And then before you know it, here's another one. And so you've got all these things going on around you. And you see you can't get anything done. You can't start a new project. Your customers, you're noticing customer care is dropping. Sales are dropping. Employee morale's bad. Cash. The phone's ringing. It's the bank. It's your bank. They're telling you got checks in. You got to cover, et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of what crisis management looks like. Now, is it preventable? Absolutely. Is it complete? Can you get rid of all those alligators? No, because you're a small business owner and you're undercapitalized, as we all are. But you can go a long way towards getting rid of most of that crisis management. Here's how you do it. When something comes in, when a project comes in, deal with it and get it done. Fix it. Get it off your plate. Be a leader. Have courage. Focus on what happened. Find out what's wrong. Fix what's wrong. Put it to bed and get it off your desk. Put a new belt on it, put a new cog on it, put a new set of tires on it, change the oil. I'm talking metaphorically for the most part, unless it's a truck, a real truck or something. But I mean, get it done. But folks, take the time to don't put it aside. It ain't going away if you put it aside. Finish the job. Get it off your plate. Get it done. If you can't do it, assign somebody to do it and require them to finish it. Now, here's why. Because when you do that, that project doesn't come back again and bite you on the ankles, at least not for a reasonable period of time, till it breaks again, right? But it's not going to keep biting you because you didn't address it. You did address it. You took care of it. You moved it down the road a little farther. Maybe you jacked it up and put a new one under it. But whatever it takes, get that one off your desk. Then here comes another one. Fix it. Get rid of it. Eventually, you'll get to the point where you don't have nearly as many alligators. And here's what happens. Two things. Number one, when a big deal surprises you, a really big deal surprises you, good or bad, you have the ability to address it. It doesn't look like you're as hysterical as you were. It doesn't look like you're as big of crisis manager as you did look like you were before. And so if it's a bad thing, if it's a problem, you deal with it and it becomes less of a problem. If it's an opportunity, congratulations, start ringing the cash register. That's what happens when you've learned how to not be a crisis manager. You're always going to have something to deal with every single day, but you've got to be able to take things as they come to you and fix them so they don't keep coming back on you. And see what happens when you're a crisis manager, the new stuff will happen every day, and if you haven't gotten rid of the old stuff, That's deferred maintenance. And so today now, you've got to fix the old stuff and the new stuff. Now, that's you. But if you think about it, this is exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to pick on President Obama right now because he's a classic. He's the best example. If I could give you, and I'm using him now as instruction here, folks. If look at what's going on in his world right now. Look at what's happening in America with the economy, with the income inequality, the chronic employment. Look at what's happening with Ebola. Look, I'm not blaming Ebola on him. Don't think that. Look at what's happening in foreign affairs all around the world. These are all examples of poorly managed or not addressed crises that the Obama administration basically just didn't deal with. When they popped up, they just kind of shuffled them down the road. They put them off a little bit, and they didn't go away. They got bigger and uglier. And now, consequently, his approval ratings are in the tank. His customers don't want to buy from him right now. His customers would not vote for him right now. They wouldn't buy from him right now because he's a crisis manager. That's all you can say about it. Folks, don't be like President Obama. Don't be a crisis manager. Deal with them when they come up, and that way when the new ones come up every day, which they do, you can address today's crises. You don't have to address yesterday's at the same time. You'll be more profitable, you'll be happier, and the customers will line up outside your door. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. And I wouldn't be
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.